Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's start with an overview this week of what's been going on in the wheat markets.
Well, since the end of January, not much. You got the Oklahoma price around $4.45. It's a plus or minus 4 cents on price move. Now, the last half of January, we took about 20 in the last week, and overall around 45 cents off those prices.
Let's talk about why exactly prices dropped.
Well, the world's got too much wheat. Essentially, the 2019-20 wheat harvest is complete with finishing up in South America. Why we've had lower prices is we just got an excess amount of wheat. You look at a record world crop at 28.1 billion bushels. The world stocks to use ratio at 38.2%. The U.S. stocks use ratio at around 44%. Now, if you look at the Black Sea area, those countries, the stocks use ratio is around 9%. So we have lower prices because we got a lot more wheat.
Let's talk about Oklahoma and how we compare to the rest of the world.
Well, this last week, Russia sold wheat into Egypt for $239.43 a metric ton. That's about $6.52 a bushel. If you go from Houston to Egypt, that ocean freight's around 72 cents. It is lower than it was about a month ago. Houston, about 20 cents in and out of that elevator, $1.20 to get it back to Oklahoma. Gets the Oklahoma price right at $4.40. That means we're competitive in that North African market, and we're really competitive in the Pacific Islands there and Eastern Asia.
Any hope for higher prices? That's on everybody's mind.
Well, I don't think right now we know how much wheat we got in the bin from last year's crop. The market's watching the crop conditions for the 2020 crop. Right now, everything looks relatively good around the world except for Australia, but they'll be planting relatively soon, and I understand they are getting some rains there. So I don't think there's any hope in this. We may get a little rally out of it, but not over the next couple of months. We're going to have to lose a crop somewhere to get higher prices.
What about protein then?
Well, if you look at the protein basis in Kansas City for ordinary wheat, that's less than 11, it's 80 cents. 11% to 11/8, anywhere from 90 to $1.05. 12% to $1.30, or if you get 12, 6%, $1.50. So you got around a 70% premium if you can get 12/6 wheat.
With all this in mind, your guidance for wheat producers?
Well, I heard a big buyer of wheat, of a flour miller and baker this last week, and he said what they're concerned about is protein. I think they want test weight, 60 pound plus, and they want 12.4 protein or better. Deliver that, and you're going to get a relatively good price.
Okay, great talking with you. We'll see you next week, Kim.